It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, February 23, 2015. Although it's by no means certain, February 23, 1455 is cited by many scholars as the probable date of the initial printing of the Gutenberg Bible, the first book to be printed using movable type. What is certain is that within a few weeks, persons who had seen it, including the future Pope Pius II, were referring to the landmark publication in letters and other documents. It is not known exactly how many copies were printed, since the cardinal's letter mentions both 158 and 180 copies. Scholars today think it was somewhere between 160 and 185. Each complete Bible appeared in two large folio volumes. Widely praised for its aesthetic and artistic qualities, the book enjoys unquestioned iconic status. The Gutenberg Bible is an edition of the Vulgate, a Latin translation of the scriptures completed by St. Jerome in the 4th century. 48 copies, or substantial portions of copies, survive, and they are considered to be among the most valuable books in the world. The last time a complete copy was sold was in 1978 for $2.2 million. That copy is now in Stuttgart. In 1987, an incomplete copy, volume one only, sold for a record $4.9 million at Christie's auction house in New York and was the highest price ever paid for a book. The Bible's first printing seems to have sold out immediately, destined for owners as far away as England and possibly Sweden and Hungary. At least some copies are known to have sold for 30 florins, about 3 years' wages for a clerk. Although this made them significantly cheaper than manuscript Bibles, most students, priests, or other people of ordinary income would have been unable to afford one. It is assumed that most were sold to monasteries, universities, and particularly wealthy individuals. At present, only one copy is known to have been privately owned in the 15th century. Many copies were probably bought by wealthy or pious laymen for donation to religious institutions. Of the 48 copies known to exist today, the largest number, 13, are found in Germany. The United States comes in second with 11 copies. However, 6 of them are complete, making this country the custodian of the largest number of complete Gutenberg Bibles in the world. The Library of Congress has one, as do the New York Public Library and the Huntington Library in California. The Morgan Library and Museum in New York has 3, and the others are in various academic libraries at Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Indiana University, and the University of Texas. The price of a complete copy today is estimated at $25 to $35 million. Individual leaves from fragmented copies now sell for $20,000 to $100,000 each, depending upon condition and the desirability of the page. In a scenario that might have come straight out of Hollywood, a 2-volume edition of the Gutenberg Bible was stolen from Moscow State University in 2009 and recovered by Russian security agents in a sting operation 4 years later. This particular copy had been looted by the Soviet Army after World War II from a museum in Leipzig and is estimated to be worth in excess of $20.4 million. I'm J.D. Reeder. And this is the Reader's Notebook for February 23rd, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.